Welcome to the Insect Zoo,
one of the busiest neighborhoods on Earth, even if most of the residents are only a few centimeters tall.
Families, gather close for a moment. Take a look at the leafcutter ants marching along their trail. Each one is carrying a piece of leaf bigger than its whole body.
Kinda like you carrying a sofa down the street.
Kids, see if you can spot the ants that aren't carrying leaves. This walk winds through one of the last remaining pockets of subtropical rainforest in the region. This forest shelters a remarkable diversity of species, including many that are threatened and endangered. As you begin your walk, pause here for a moment. Look up. The canopy above filters sunlight, creating a cool, quiet world below.
One body, 8 arms, 3 hearts. The giant Pacific octopus is a master of disguise, able to change color, texture, and shape in the blink of an eye. It slips through crevices no wider than its beak, solves puzzles, and remembers patterns. In the wild, it hunts at night, using its arms like sensors, tasting and touching the world around it.
My name is Sarah. My family followed the route they called the Lost Meat Cutoff, the trail people whispered about even before we joined it. The land was harsher than we'd been told. Days without water. Nights when the wind scraped across the sage like a warning. We kept looking for the Blue Mountains of Oregon. They always seemed just out of reach. Some families turned back. Some couldn't. We lost wagons, livestock, and people. When we finally reached safer ground, we were changed.